Welcome to Your Inner Radiance, your new go-to for self-love practices, yoga lifestyle inspiration, and Ayurvedic tips to support you to uncover your inner radiance. Hello, radiant being. Thanks for tuning in to Your Inner Radiance. I'm your host, Lily, and today I'm going to talk about Vata. Vata dosha is the energy of movement. And if this term is new for you, please go back and listen to the last episode on Ayurveda fundamentals and the doshas explained. Vata is one of the three doshas or the three energies, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. And today what I'll be talking about is how Vata goes out of balance and ways that we can naturally bring Vata back into balance and ground ourselves. So Vata is the energy of movement. It's present in our entire manifest universe. It's composed of the elements air and space. And when you think about air and space and what those qualities are of air and space, then you'll be thinking of what Vata is like. So when you think of air and space, you might think of things like light, moving, cool, dry, spacious. So these are all qualities of Vata. And because of these qualities, because of air and space being the opposite of grounded, this energy of Vata is the dosha that is most likely to go out of balance. And that's true whether you are predominantly Vata dosha or not. Because Vata is like the wind, it's moving, changing. It's easy for us to get pushed into a Vata aggravated space by anything that causes change. So travel can cause Vata to go out of balance. Stress, big changes in our life, and even small changes in our routine, in our diet, the weather. So when the weather changes, especially when it shifts in the spring and the fall and everything is changing and the winds are blowing, like if you're here with me in Colorado this spring, you know it's been crazy windy, and that wind is very aggravating to everything, to our skin, to our sense of feeling centered and grounded, and even to our digestion. Other things that can cause Vata to go out of balance are a lot of mental stimulation. So if we're very stimulated mentally because of work, being on the computer, going somewhere where there's a lot of people and sounds and sights, and our diet, especially if we do a detox where we're eating very little, if you do a non-balanced kind of diet where you're restricting a lot of calories and you're not getting enough food, that can aggravate Vata. And another interesting thing that can aggravate Vata is having a baby. And the reason is that when you have a baby, you then create a big space, a cavity inside your body where the baby once was. And that space, spaciousness, that's a quality of Vata. And so now you've created this space to fill. So all of these things are ways that Vata can get knocked out of balance and cause some aggravation. So some symptoms or signs that Vata is aggravated are things such as feeling anxious, feeling distracted, feeling spacey, ungrounded, not centered, experiencing trouble sleeping, insomnia, experiencing all kinds of digestive distress, including gas, bloating, constipation. And if you think about those symptoms, they have the same qualities of Vata. So the Vata qualities of air, for example, similar to gas, feeling bloated, the dryness of Vata, constipation. And other symptoms or signs that your vata aggravated are feeling overwhelmed and having difficulty focusing on what you need to do, feeling like it's difficult to stick to a routine and you're kind of all over the place, can't find things. So this happens to everybody from time to time. And like I said, it's pretty natural because of the qualities of vata, it's the most likely to be pushed out of balance because it is mobile, like the wind. It is changing and unpredictable. And Ayurveda has a lot of natural ways that we can get ourselves back into balance to ground and pacify vata when it goes out of balance. And those can kind of be described in some main categories, and those are our behavior and lifestyle, the food that we eat, herbs that we can take, and practices, specific practices that we can do ourselves or services that we can get done to help us ground the vata. Because that's what we want to do. When vata is out of balance, it means that vata has gone up. Vata's seat is said to be in our colon, and we want vata to be down there, low in our body. We want things to be moving down. We want our digestion to move down. We want vata to stay grounded. When vata gets elevated, it moves up. It moves into our chest. It moves into our head. And that's why we'll feel those kinds of things like anxiety, and our heart beating, our head distracted, busy, because we've got that air energy up there, when it's supposed to be down, moving down. So here are some of Ayurveda's natural suggestions for grounding and balancing vata. So I'll start with behavior and lifestyle. So in general, Ayurveda recommends everybody have a pretty consistent routine, and that's especially true for vata predominant people and people who are experiencing any kind of vata aggravation. So having a regular routine means waking up at about the same time each day, ideally around the sunrise, going to bed around the same time each evening, ideally by 10, eating your meals around the same time each day for consistency and stability and for optimal digestion. Having regular practices, which I'll talk about more, that happen at the same time each day. For example, you get up, you do your natural cleansing, going to the bathroom, washing your face, brushing your teeth, scraping your tongue, drinking your hot or warm water, and then you go and you do whatever kind of grounding or spiritual or body practices that are part of your routine. And having those as a consistent daily practice are one of the best things that you can do to keep yourself grounded. When we get off our routine because of work schedules or our kids' schedules or we go traveling, that's when we easily get knocked out of balance. Our sleep schedule gets off, our eating schedule gets off, and then we have trouble for days sleeping or digesting properly. So doing the best you can to maintain a consistent daily routine, doing the same things around the same time each day, especially waking and eating and your daily rituals of embodiment practice and meditation, those are all really super important and really can't be emphasized enough. Food is another main way that we can balance and ground vata. So if vata is light and airy and spacey and moving, then the opposite qualities of those things are heavy and moist. And another quality of vata, the air, is cool, so warm foods. So everything that's warm and heavy and moist are all the kinds of foods we want to balance vata. Things that are raw and cold and crunchy, those are all okay in small quantities in certain kinds of people, in certain situations and climates, but if you're dealing with any kind of vata imbalance, you really want to minimize those kinds of cool, crunchy, raw, cold things and focus on foods that are warm and cooked and heavy and oily. So things like root vegetables, sweet potatoes, carrots, things that are well cooked, soups, all kinds of soups are especially grounding and nourishing for vata and support digestion. Eating with healthy fats, cooking with healthy fats and eating them on your food, fats like olive oil, high quality organic oils, sesame oil, coconut oil. Ghee is the top healthy fat for grounding vata. It's the clarified butter and it's super nourishing. Using those kinds of oils on your food once it's cooked, like a little pour or drizzle on your soup or on your rice, for example, a warmed ghee or olive oil. And then eating foods that have oils naturally in them, like avocados. If you think about avocado, it's moist, it's dense, it's heavy, it's wet, and it's fatty. So those are all things that are opposite to the cool and dry and light qualities of vata. Fruit. So some fruits are actually not helpful. Things that are like dry and give you that dry, crunchy feeling in your mouth, like apples, raw apples in particular, are somewhat vata aggravating. But the fruits that are very vata pacifying are the things that are really juicy and moist. Like think about biting into a juicy plum or a peach. Those kinds of fruits are the best for nourishing and pacifying vata. In general, sweet and salty tastes are very balancing and pacifying for vata. And the sweet taste doesn't mean just sugar. Actually, sweet tastes are things like grains, meat, believe it or not, which has always been hard to wrap my head around because we always salt our meat. But actually, if you think about chicken without seasonings or salt, and really the qualities that it gives you, it's nourishing, it's heavy, it's grounding, it's considered a sweet taste. And in general, Ayurveda recommends following a mostly plant-based and dairy-based diet. But for people who are vata or people who are having a vata imbalance, some high quality organic, well cared for grass-fed animal products in your diet can be super nourishing and balancing. So, especially favoring lean meats like turkey and chicken and fish, and then occasionally some grass-fed beef or elk or bison, that kind of thing. When you're really feeling the need to be rooted and grounded, those kinds of things can be really helpful in the right circumstances. Dairy is also considered to have the sweet taste. So, milk and ghee and yogurt and cheese are all considered vata pacifying. And again, it's in the right timing for the right person at the right time. So, because those foods are heavy, they are harder to digest. So they're not meant to be taken first thing in the morning when our, it's cool outside and our digestion is not really awakened yet. But taking those kinds of foods in your main meal or having a hot milk drink in between as a snack, especially like a golden milk, that's, like heating milk to boiling. And cooking it with things like turmeric and ginger and cinnamon and licorice and saffron and cardamom, all of these warming digestive spices. And then, perhaps adding a little bit of sweetener to taste, something natural like agave or jaggery or a kind of unrefined brown sugar, those kinds of things in moderation. Of course, are very balancing for vata and help to satisfy that natural craving that we have for sweet tastes when we're imbalanced without, going for something that's really unhealthy, like candy or chocolate that's, milk chocolate that's full of lots of refined sugar. So going for natural sugars like dates and the fruits. And agave, things that are not refined sugars. are very balancing for Vata. And when you do those things in moderation, it's okay. You know, we're meant to have a small amount of sugar. And we, in a lot of information out there, we're hearing that sugar is really evil and it's meant to be avoided at all costs. But especially in Vata predominant or Vata aggravated situations, small amounts of sweetener at the right times in moderation are actually natural and good for you. And then I'll talk about herbs. So there are a plethora of healing herbs that grow alongside us in our environment. And herbs, you know, they're growing things. They're plants growing straight out of the ground. And so they are naturally imbued with life force and intelligence. They are like our body in its natural state. They are created in perfect intelligence. And so these plants that grow around us are also intelligently creating harmony for us. And sometimes that's in the form of harmonizing the weeds as they grow. And sometimes that's in the form of our own bodies. And so there's plants in our world that synergistically grow and can, in the right way, consumed in the right quantities at the right times, give us exactly what our body needs to help us create balance. And so some of the herbs that are most beneficial to balance Vata are ashwagandha, which is especially good for supporting us in stressful times. It's also strength building and nourishing and warming. Another one is called bala, and bala is very nourishing, it's lubricating, it's strengthening. Brahmi is especially good for our mind, for our brain. It's considered a brain tonic and it helps support our memory and our ability to focus. Mallow is a local plant that grows around these parts, which is similar to bala in that it's lubricating and nourishing, it's moist. Gotukola is another herb that's very nourishing for our stress levels and for our brain. Indian tinospora is another herb that's very grounding and pacifying. It's used often in formulas for sleep. It helps us to rest and relax. Similar to chamomile, a more Western herb. Licorice is a very moistening plant, so it helps to balance any dryness that we feel. And then we have some digestive spices that are warming, that help balance that coolness of Vata, the coolness of the air and space element. So herbs, spices like ginger and cumin and cinnamon that we can either add to our food or make in a tea or consume in tablet form. Those are all really grounding and warming and really good for our digestion when we're experiencing Vata imbalance. Valerian, which there's a Western and an Indian valerian, is also very pacifying to our energy when we're feeling anxious and overwhelmed, and it's also often used to support our sleep and help us relax, and that can be taken as a tea or in a tablet. So there's many more, but those are some of the top herbs to support Vata when it goes out of balance. And you can look for those as single herbs. You can look for them in teas. You can look for them in formulas, for example, from BanyanBotanicals.com or from Mapi, MAPI.com. And at a lot of good health food stores now, like Vitamin Cottage, you'll find formulas containing these kinds of herbs. You can look for them if you are needing some support in that area. And I highly recommend trying something for, you know, maybe a month or so to see if it has an effect and listening to the body. And if you notice any negative effect, then pay attention and stop. And if you use it to good effect, pay attention to that and see which herbs are working for you. And then finally, I'd like to talk about the practices that we can really use to our benefit when we're trying to balance and ground Vata when it goes out of balance, or especially if we're like me. I'm a highly Vata person by nature. So these are the things that I do all the time regularly to keep myself from getting out of balance, to keep vata down where it belongs. And these are things like yoga. So any kind of movement, embodiment practice like yoga that is slow and grounding and strengthening and stabilizing. So my kind of practice is a flow, and the flow changes, and there's, you know, sometimes there's flows that are very active and some flows that are very slow and restful, but in general, having a quality of grounding, smooth, fluid, and strengthening. These are all the kinds of movements that we want to do to help us to feel more grounded and stable. Meditation can be very helpful, especially having a regular daily meditation. I try to do it every morning and evening, and it helps to prevent vata from going out of balance, and it can help when vata goes out of balance. But I will say, if you're in an extreme vata vitiation state and you're feeling really overwhelmed and really spacey and just lots of thoughts swirling and having trouble focusing, then a seated silent meditation can be actually somewhat more frustrating than helpful. And doing more of a movement meditation where you might be sitting but breathing and gently moving and rocking your body can be, in my experience, more helpful in these states. I actually just shared a simple movement meditation on my YouTube and Facebook pages you can check out. And then breath work. So there's many different types of breath work practices. And in Sanskrit, it's pranayama, breath regulation or energy practices. And so some are very stimulating, like breath of fire or Kapalabhati breath. Those are not vata balancing. But vata balancing pranayamas include ujjayi breath, so deep, slow breath with the sound coming in and out of your throat. Nadi shodhana is a specific breath, meaning channel clearing breath. It's often translated as alternate nostril because that's how you breathe. You use your thumb and finger to move the breath from side to side, in through the left, out through the right, in through the right, out through the left. And you do that several times. And that's a way to both clear and cleanse and balance your left and right hemispheres, your Ida and Pingala channels or nadis. But it's also very grounding because it's balancing and it's slow. And you really have to slow down the breath and pay attention to do that one. So Nadi Shodhana is one of my go-tos for vata balancing. Another practice you can do is Yoga Nidra. And Yoga Nidra is a practice of usually listening to a tape or a teacher guide you through a relaxation that can include elements such as making an intention, scanning your body, paying attention to various sensations. And so there's many yoga nidras you can find out there for free. You can find them on the web, on YouTube. I highly recommend Insight Timer. It's a free app, and there's a teacher on there named Jennifer Piercy, and I love her yoga nidras. I've also learned to guide myself in a simple kind of yoga nidra, or at the very least a body scan. And I have some information about that on my website because, you know, you might not always have at your fingertips a quick way to get to a guided yoga nidra. And it can be really helpful to guide yourself. And the simplest way to do that is to take your attention slowly and deliberately to each part of your body, kind of moving in order from one part to the next and just feeling sensation in each part and allowing a moment for softening and releasing of any tension there. Another practice which I highly recommend is called Abhyanga, and I have some information about that as well in my website. And it's a simple practice of self-massage with oil, and especially using an herbalized oil. So some of those herbs that I mentioned before, you can get oils that are infused with those herbs. And so not only are you adding this heavy, moist element of oil to your body, but you're also getting those herbs in. And you know, the skin is our biggest organ, and we do absorb very well through our skin. So massaging ourselves with an herbalized oil, with these grounding, relaxing herbs in the oil, is a very nourishing, grounding practice. And usually you start at the feet and you work your way up your legs, and you do your body, your torso, and your back, and your hands up to your shoulders. And you can pay special attention to where you have lymph nodes at your groin and your armpits. And then you can do your neck and throat and face. And if you're comfortable with it, you can do your head, which is really especially nourishing to Vata up in the head. A little tip, if you do that and you have oil on your hair, to get it out, a little tip is to use the shampoo on your hair before you get it wet, and scrub a lot of shampoo in before you then put your head under the water in the shower. Learning from experience there. And then, you know, scheduling yourself an actual massage regularly if you can, and especially trying to get one scheduled as soon as you can in times of feeling stressed and anxious and having trouble sleeping and feeling all these symptoms of Vata imbalance. Also getting energy work from somebody who's experienced, such as Reiki or Qigong energy work. These are all the kinds of really healing practices that can help you to balance and nurture yourself and to pacify the Vata element if it has gotten out of balance. One more practice that you can do that would be something I'd recommend to do regularly, morning and evening, but also one of those things you can just bring in when you're really feeling Vata out of balance, is called Nasya. And it's a nose oil that you just take a dropper of the, usually it's a sesame-based oil with some other herbs, often with Brahmi, and you just take a few drops into each nostril and breathe it in, and it lubricates your sinus passages, and the Brahmi and any other grounding herbs in there go straight into the brain through your nasal passages and affect your limbic system, and really is a very direct route of getting these herbs into your head, into your brain, to nourish Vata there. So that's what I have today. If you have any questions, if you want to learn more, please reach out. I am available for Ayurvedic wellness consultations. And another really amazing way that you can really dive deep and learn more if you are somewhat local is to join the 100-hour Sacred Feminine Yoga and Ayurveda Immersion. It's one of the most powerful offerings that I have, and I know because I've offered it 3 times before. This is the 4th one, and it's evolved as it's gone on, so it's even going to be better this year. This year, it's just for women, and it's a way to really dive deep into these studies and practices of yoga and Ayurveda, learn more about these practices and how and when and why to use them, and really have the support of a teacher, myself, and the guest teachers that I have, and the community of the women who sign up to support you in really establishing and cultivating and committing to this kind of yogic and Ayurvedic lifestyle, and to doing these practices daily to just achieve more balance, more radiance, more optimal health. So I'd love to chat with you about that if you're interested, and you can find more information on my website, lilyrussoyoga.com, lilyrussoyoga.com. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this has been interesting and informative and useful, and I'd love to hear from you, and I'd especially love it if you would leave a review on the podcast. That would be very helpful to me. So have a wonderful, blessed day. Thank you so much. May you feel well and healthy and protected today.